I'm looking at the ship's logs now. The last entry was 13 days ago. Well, that's the final entry. The ship kept running, but there's no record of human life after that. But then the tracker. That can't be right. What the hell happened here? Where is everyone?
Perhaps, you know, I'd let myself go. Perhaps I wasn't looking after him enough. I don't know. He made me doubt myself. And I almost jumped. Do you know what stopped me? Couldn't get my wedding ring off. And I didn't want to be found with it on. I didn't want to be identified as that man's wife when they found me.
And then I was running, carrying Pip, running back down the path and back to the car as fast as I could. And as I was running, I could feel something just behind us, following us. I could hear clothes rustling, loose, black clothing. The moaning got louder as we reached the end of the path and the car park.
Keys. Oh, keys. Where the hell are my keys? It was just one of those freaky things, you know, an aneurysm or something. She was only 21. Simon was devastated. I was working at the hospital as a receptionist. Something clicked between Simon and I, and we started to see more of each other over the next few weeks. And, well, here we are, over 10 years later, married. When they were discovered, he was all contrition. He swayed my heart to forgive him. He made such promises that I could not let him go. But still, the worm of doubt lingers. I need him to see what I will become, what we all become. He had on them green Y-fronty things, which I thought were a bit young for someone who's retired. I said, should I touch him? She said, well, you can if you want, but he's dead. I've been sitting here looking at him for an hour. I said, his pants are on back to front. She said, oh, that's me. I thought I'd better put them on before I fetch someone in. I said, did he bang his head, do you think? She said, oh, no, I shot him. I've put the gun away in the sideboard. He lost his eye in an accident at work. He'd always take it out when we brought our boyfriends home. Rachel, that's my sister, she's got it now. It's in an egg cup on her bedside table. He would have liked that. He always enjoyed breakfast in bed.